Okay, so this is Hannah Markovich, and I'm interviewing Sandy for my Social Capital Project. It's November 19th, 2018. Sandy, can you tell us your full name?
Sandy Starr.
Okay, thank you. Let's get started. So tell me about you.
Well, as far as a practitioner goes, I am a holistic practitioner, and I'm a clinical nutritionist. I specialize in finding the triggers for people so they can heal. I work a lot in the GI tract and kind of where the core of everything starts and work from there. So I work from the inside out with people.
Awesome. I love it. What is your career title and how does it relate to kinesiology?
So when I went through nutrition, I decided to go on and become a holistic practitioner, which is where I did do some study on kinesiology. And some of the people in my field use it. They'll do muscle testing on people. So it can be useful. I know some doctors that do that, practitioners that do that. So it can be helpful.
Cool. Mm-hmm. What are some things that you do within your job?
I do testing, do labs. I do intake with people to see what's going on, just really get to know what they're experiencing with their health and also their mindset and spiritually. Because when you look at holistic, you look at the whole body. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do with people. In my office, I work with naturopathic doctors. So I also do IV therapy, ozone therapy. We do PRP therapy, prolotherapy, all these different therapies that are all natural to have the body actually heal itself.
It's kind of cool. I love that.
It's really
cool.
That
is so cool.
Yeah.
IV therapy, like...
We do nutrient IVs.
Okay.
Uh-huh. We do shots, like B12 shots, or we'll do custom blends with somebody, like they may need vitamin D once a week or that kind of thing. It will bypass the GI tract, so people that have sensitivities and are really dealing with like leaky gut or things like that, we can do IV therapy and it goes right into the system.
Okay.
So it's pretty immediate.
That's nice. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is your place of employment?
So I have my company, Karmic Health. I started 10 years ago, mm-hmm. 2008. And I also contract and work at the Orion Wellness Center. So I do both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then
in Carlsbad. Mm-hmm.
And then you work here at your house, right?
I have a home office. I see patients at Orion Wellness.
Okay.
Or if I have phone calls with patients, I can do that here or there.
Mm-hmm.
I also have my company to run, which is kind of more online. And then at Orion, it's seeing people in person.
Okay.
So I have options to do both.
And where did you get your education and what type of certifications or credentials do you have?
So I went to the Natural Healing Institute in Encinitas, California. I got the clinical nutrition, master herbology, aromatherapy, and holistic healthcare practitioner.
Wow.
Yeah. I got addicted. Once I got started, I got totally addicted.
I remember you telling me that. You have
a bunch of different stuff. Uh-huh.
Did you say you have your master's in something?
I have a bachelor's in communication,
okay.
But that was my past life.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I don't think I knew that.
That was my other life.
Yeah. What did you do for work before you came into this field?
So way back when I got my degree, I got into, I was in sales, but I was also a QC inspector at General Dynamics back in the 80s.
Okay.
And did electronics for 6 years. And then,
oh, wow.
Then I got into sales and marketing and did a lot of sales. And then I love marketing so much, and it kind of went with my degree, which is nice, but I really kind of wanted to get into like commercials and TV and stuff. I did that a tiny bit on the side, and then just got into marketing. So did that for probably a good 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was fun. I enjoyed it. Worked with some startup companies and got a lot of admin experience. So
mm-hmm.
kind of pretty diversified, I guess. Yeah.
What are some of your future goals, or like where do you see yourself in like 10 years or
maybe retired, but no. I don't ever want to retire because I love what I do.
Cool.
I really want to, and I'm working on Because I also direct marketing at Orion, so I'm able to bring my experience in. My goal is to get my whole staff into the community and be very well known for just our care we have for people and being able to educate people on things like pharmaceuticals and diabetes and weight and all those things that are causing a lot of problems in our country and killing people and hurting children because they're getting adult diseases really young, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
It is going in the wrong direction. So really being able to get out there and educate the community and be a resource for people as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
Yeah.
What is some advice you have for someone pursuing a career related to this field?
Probably go for your doctorate, because I think you have a lot of a lot more possibilities with that, and with I think with what you're getting into, it's a really big future, and you could probably get a lot of different jobs. So you want to be able to get something where you can do many things with it. And some of the degrees, like even mine, like if I just became a nutritionist, it's really hard to do full-time work out there. And I'm not a dietitian, so I'm not going to work in a hospital because that's a whole FDA ruled and totally opposite of what I do. Mm-hmm. So really having a pretty high level education.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is the best part and the worst part, or like your favorite and least favorite of being in this area?
So my favorite part is seeing people heal and see people get off medications, see people take more control of their destiny with their wellness, help people just prevent illness. And I just love that. It's very rewarding, and I love to teach, so that's really enjoyable. I think the worst thing is it's very unpredictable financially. It's not always a high-paying job, but at the same time, for me, it's a mission. So I think you have to diversify, I think, in this industry, especially in this area, because there's so many people doing it. But so the worst is just trying to do the business side of it, to get new patients and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. What does a day in the life look for you?
I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
So today I came back, I had to catch up, so I had to kind of go through emails and all of that and make sure that I was looking at my schedule for the week. I had to reschedule an appointment with a patient. So I go in and do some marketing tomorrow, but then I'll be seeing patients Wednesday and Friday. Every day is different, which is what I like. I'm rebuilding my whole website and branding right now for me. So that's going on. Plus we're rebranding Orion Wellness. So I'm doing a lot of business stuff right now, but it's cool because you get to almost get a fresh start, you know, to do something like that. So for me, it's a mixture of business and seeing patients.
Okay. When you see patients, do they come here?
They go to Orion.
Okay.
Yeah, I see them there. I see some people here, friends of friends, you know, if I'm comfortable with somebody, maybe somebody through the church that I'm giving a break to, or there's some people I help really discounted, or it just really depends. So I will see some people here, but I really like to see patients there because I have access to a lot of therapies that I don't do here. The IVs, I mean, I can do labs here, but we have somebody that can draw blood there. So I have access to all that, which completes what I do, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. What's something that most people don't know about this field or about your career?
I think some people don't realize that I was 60 pounds heavier and that I was really sick at one time, which kind of got me into this. I think some people don't understand that you have to work from the inside out to heal, that you don't work from the outside. You don't go to the gym and do everything else from the outside. You got to start from the inside. And heal that way. I think a lot of people do the opposite. I have somebody that came to me for that reason. Like I told them, I said, you're still experiencing these symptoms because you're not working from the inside out. And that made a big difference. And it made sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does your faith have any influence over your job? Why or why not?
My faith was starting this job. After I lost my mom to cancer, and I'd lost my dad at 56, I just prayed and said, this corporate world is not for me. It didn't feel like I had a purpose. And shortly after, I started Karmic Health. So my faith has a lot to do with it. And I also like to make sure that people are grounded and that I bring God into what I do without making it too obvious. Mm-hmm. I like to check where they're at spiritually. I think it's important because if you don't love yourself and you don't have something to look up to and account to, then you don't really have a purpose. Mm-hmm. So it's really bringing that into the practice.
Yeah.
I think is nice.
I just wrote a paper on that actually about how incorporating my faith with what I want to do.
That's cool.
But you don't want to too much, because then
you can't shove it in somebody's face. Yeah. For me, God brought me through a lot. Mm-hmm. I went through a lot physically in my lifetime and almost died a few times. And
wow.
And it was close. But I don't want to feel like I went through it for nothing. And I knew that there was a purpose for me. And when you find that purpose, it is the most amazing feeling, because you know that you're doing something here, you can leave sort of a footprint behind, and you're doing God's work. You're helping people heal. And when people are healed, they become empowered. And, right? If they're sick all the time, or they're medicated all the time, or they're heavy that they can't even walk because they are in pain so much, there's no life. I mean, there's no value in their life that could be. So, for me, it's very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, how did you begin your career?
Which one?
Your business? Mm-hmm. How did you start that?
So, when I finally figured out what I wanted to do, I created my logo from the Tree of Life. And I started making my Karmic Crunch granola. And that was the first phase of my business. And I got it in Whole Foods. I got it in all kinds of stores. And I did that for 5 years while I was going to school and doing all of that. And then about 3 years ago, maybe more, it became a money pit. And I lost a lot of money because the industry is ruthless when it comes to having a food product and being a small person. And so I stopped doing that, and then I started doing this full time. So to me, and I ended up going to work with Mark Stengler, who's a naturopathic medical doctor. He's very well known in the industry from doctors because he's funded a lot of the schools to help up and coming doctors. So I worked with him for 6 years, and then went over to Orion this year. So a lot of experience with them.
And why is nutrition and kinesiology important?
So, understanding the body with kinesiology and movement and all of that, and being able to, if you want, to do the muscle testing and whatnot. And then nutrition's the key to everything. That's the baseline, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Socrates had it right. We're, foods are medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really important, mm-hmm. nutrition for sure.
Yeah.
And it's important too to know what works for you and what doesn't. That's why I like to do testing,
mm-hmm.
or journaling, how people journal, mm-hmm. and find those triggers. And I think once you do that, you can do so much healing just by that. So food's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any additional things we should know about you?
I don't know. I'm an author. I just published my book.
Yeah.
So that was many years in the making, but exciting to be able to do that. What else? I don't know. I don't know.
That's perfect. That's awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for allowing me the time to interview you.